This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel intensified its bombardment of Rafah and Gaza's south, and over a dozen members of one family were killed in an airstrike, residents said. In Jerusalem, Israeli War Cabinet member Benny Gantz cited promising early signs of progress on a new deal to release hostages held by U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants in Gaza amid talks conducted by the United States, Egypt, and Qatar to secure a pause in the war. Years of war has introduced new elements into Ukrainian children's lives, such as bomb shelters in kindergartens and schools, mine safety lessons, and first aid training, from Kyiv, Lesia Bakalets reports.
A kindergarten teacher says, look, here is an abandoned house, and it can be dangerous. Why? A kid answers, because they may be a grenade.
These students in the city of Irpin are just 3 or 4 years old, and every week they have special safety classes. Now Ukrainian students of all ages get lessons in the wartime dangers they face every day. Lesia Bakalets, VOA News, Kyiv.
Former WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's last fight to stop extradition to the United States concluded on Wednesday at the London Courts of Justice. U.S. prosecutors are seeking to put the 52-year-old on trial over WikiLeaks' high-profile release of vast troves of confidential U.S. military records and diplomatic cables. They argue the leaks imperiled the lives of their agents and there was no excuse for his criminality. Assange's supporters hail him as a journalist and a hero who is being persecuted for exposing U.S. wrongdoing.